I saw a video this last week, and there's everybody knows about the wildfires that are going on in California. I was thinking about this morning. It's just been in my brain about this lady that I saw driving through the wildfires in California, saying, "Please, God, please help me. Please help me, God. Please get me through this. Please." And she's just over and over again, just calling upon God to help her. And I don't know if that lady was saved or not. You know, when you're in deep trouble, the first person you're going to call on is God, because really people know that He does exist. There's no atheists in the foxholes. You know, when you're getting bombed, you know, you're calling out to somebody, and it's the God that you know, you're going to call out to God. Hopefully she was saved. I hope she was. But watching her drive through that fire, man, that's so scary. I mean, she's going through tunnels on this highway. And she's like, "Please, God, please, please." And at the end of the tunnel, all there is fireballs coming down on top of her, like tree branches and stuff falling on her car. And she's just calling out to God to save her. Well, you know, if you're saved in this room, you don't have to face those fireballs in the lake of fire. But some people are. Some people are going to. And that was a scary thing. But, you know, she called upon God. And I hope that lady was saved. I mean, I hope she gets saved. I hope that's a lesson to anybody. When you go through something like that and you walk out not believing in God, there's something wrong with you. Because she did make it to safety. And that is the cool story there. You know, what a testimony to God, you know, that she didn't get killed in the fire. You know, God saved her. I mean, if it wasn't spiritually, He saved her physically. You know, and she went straight through that fire. She's honking at people, because people are literally getting out of their cars, stopping their cars and trying to run for safety. And then what happens to the people behind them? Well, they're stuck. So, you know, we need to pray for those people down in California that are going through this. I mean, Sacramento, they had to cancel their soul winning this weekend because the smog and smoke is so bad down there. So now, is that the judgment of God? Well, I think it could be. I think it could be. But I don't think that everybody that's getting burned and all that stuff, and they're losing their stuff, is getting judged. It's just the judgment of God sweeps. God judges with fire. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But do I think that town deserved to be burned down? I don't know. I don't necessarily think so. You know, it's not like it was San Francisco. Now, if it was San Francisco that burned to the ground, I would definitely believe that was the judgment of God.